on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The U.S. has slashed its multi-year aid contracts by 92%, affecting programs like the HIV/AIDS efforts in South Africa. The State Department says it's looking to save around $60 billion in development and overseas humanitarian programs. President Donald Trump signed an executive order on his first day in office, demanding a 90-day freeze on all U.S. foreign aid. He said it was to give his administration time to review overseas spending with an eye to gutting programs not aligned with his America First agenda. On Tuesday, a federal judge gave the Trump administration less than 2 days to unfreeze all aid after a previous court order issued nearly 2 weeks ago went ignored. But the Trump administration filed an emergency petition to the U.S. Supreme Court, which issued an administrative stay, pausing the lower court's order. An environmentalist is warning that pollution, illegal dumping and poor regulation are overwhelming waste management efforts in Ilembe. Patricia Schroeder is the president of the Institute of Waste Management of Southern Africa.
We have got issues with illegal waste management going on, and the bylaws are pretty strict in the regional, but these regulations and so forth are not enforced. There's no one on the ground to take measures against this happening. So you're finding a lot of dumping of waste anywhere. Cable burning happens on the side of the road. I actually drove past it and they're just casually doing it on the side of the road. There's also a lot of scrap dealers in the area which encourage that kind of behavior.
Schroeder says proper waste disposal infrastructure and stricter oversight are needed to address the issue.
It's a matter of enforcement, getting the capability or the training probably of the local officials to understand the regulations and the act, and also to provide capacity and resources which can go out and combat all of these type of things. You know, we have got the very good laws in place. It just needs someone to drive it forward, someone with a will to want to make a change and to use those mechanisms, use those regulations to enforce better practice.
Cabinet has welcomed Eskom's recovery efforts after unexpected failures at multiple power stations triggered load shedding. Minister in the Presidency, Kumbutso Ntshavheni, told the media that more power is expected soon, with Kusile Unit 6 and Medupi Unit 4 set to come online next month.
In implementing its recovery plan, Eskom anticipates a step down in the stages of load shedding. Efforts are focused on replenishing emergency reserves, particularly diesel stocks, to stabilize operations for the coming days.
And the Northwest Province is working to revive two rundown airports in the province. Premier Lazarus Mokgosi says they have wooed investors who are eager to collaborate in revitalizing the George Dick Muntsiwa Airport outside Mahikeng. It was shut down over a decade ago. Mokgosi says the government has issued requests for proposals to resuscitate and commercialize the two airports. The top story, the U.S. has slashed its multi-year aid contracts by 92%, affecting programs like the HIV/AIDS efforts in South Africa. More news at ecr.co.za.
And here's what's coming up in your sport. Play is well and truly underway in round one of the Investec SA Open at the Durban Country Club. A massive win last night for the Hollywood Bets Dolphins against the Lions in the One Day Cup. And Siya Kolisi has been named on the bench for the Hollywood Bets Sharks when they take on the Lions in the URC this weekend.